You say, my spicy people, you are tuned into Spice FM with me, your host Shannon, aka MC Spice. And while you're here, I'd really appreciate if you could take 1 second to do me a solid favour and follow me at spice.fm on Instagram and SoundCloud. And if you're wanting to join me on a show or have any questions, then just slide into my DMs. With much love from your MC Spice. Hope everyone is having a lush day, and if you're not, you will be after this. Before we get funky, let me welcome my guest today. Hello all, and introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Ariel from the Philippines, and no, I don't have coronavirus.
Hi, I'm Amelia, and I am a body positive activist.
Hello, I'm Casey, and I do fashion and beauty related YouTube videos.
On this week's episode, we are blessed with stunning vocals from artist Prit, an R&B artist which emerges from a Tamil background, which has influenced her style immensely, allowing herself to be as expressive as possible, to take a pivotal stance in her art, and to be proud of her culture. South London-raised songstress uses her femininity to empower stereotypes of women in urban music, and takes on Eastern meets Western stand on her music. An unorthodox approach on honest, relatable lyrics coupled with Carnatic melisma. Over the past years, she has worked alongside many people, like BBC One Extra presenter Sian Anderson. She is currently working with grime rapper Chip and his label Cash Motto on a project which is soon to be released. On this episode, you will hear three of her songs: Infatuated, which was released in 2018, Tunnel Vision, which was released January 2020, and her latest single, Identity, which came out in April. Support her on her Instagram _PritMusic and Facebook PritMusic. But for now, let's hear the first song of the episode, Infatuated.
I don't wanna be with you.
Get straight into it with Spicy Advicey with this week's Spice Advisor, Casey. Hey, Case.
Hello, how are we?
We're all good over here. Good. Thank you for being here.
No problem at all.
Now, this girl is an upcoming YouTuber. She's bloody hilarious and has the brightest hair for miles. But the real question is, Case, how do we spice up our fashion?
Right, charity shop shopping. I know most people are still put off by charity shop shopping, but it's crazy to think that because I think it's amazing. I always charity shop. I think it's the best thing to do and it's very sustainable. So, quick story. My sister hates the thought of going into charity shops because she thinks it's full of old ladies, lacy, ruffly brown clothing with that distinctive smell that all charity shops tend to have, which is true. But she finally decided to come into one with me recently and she was absolutely shook at what she found. So we found a lot of Pretty Little Thing, boohoo and misguided items in there for as low as a pound. And she was like, wow. And I was like, yeah, you need to come shopping with me. So my tips about finding fab items in charity shops are to look through every single rail, no matter if the size isn't yours. You'll still find amazing items that can be worn oversized or upcycled into something unique. Aim to find low-cost clothing. And just because it doesn't have an high-end sticker, it doesn't mean it still won't look amazing on. So you need to frequently visit charity shops that could just be your local ones, as they get updated every single day, and weekdays are the best days to shop. You also have to be patient, because you will find something you love, and definitely look for unique items and vintage items that nobody else has, so you can stand out with your styling.
Thank you for that. That is a fabulous tip and it's really helping us Brockoff students out. But for now, let's get on with the next song, Tunnel Vision.
Drunk text, all you want, babe. You know you're in the wrong, but you make amends to change. Being faithful is too hard for you right now. Committing to a girl is too much to ask. Let's say I play it easy. Yeah, you're wondering, I say, tell me that you're coming home late. You text me and I know what's coming next. I had it with my ex, she just need to call her ID. Text me, you said it with your chest. You text me, ask me why I'm acting pressed. You text me, my blood is running low and now you gotta go.
Take a step and realize what we're doing.
posting throwbacks of you and me, boy. Tables have turned on me, boy. Mama, she told me you were bad news. Man, I need some fucking booze. Is it tunnel vision that I'm feeling? Is it really my fault I'm healing? Baby, can we take a step and realize what we're doing? Is it tunnel vision that I'm feeling? Is it really my fault I'm healing? Baby, can we take a step and realize what we're doing?
Absolute banger once again. But now it is time for Fiery Five. Every week, my guest will be given a new topic to discuss. However, they have 5 minutes and not a second more. Everyone's opinion is valid. And if you don't like it, well, then that's none of my business. 5 minutes is on the clock. And the topic of this week is... should women have to wear makeup to a job interview? Now, girls, you tell me your opinions.
Personally, I think women should wear makeup to job interviews because you want to show your best to your future boss. And this shows that women are very confident when you wear makeup because makeup gives confidence. And using your face as a canvas is your artwork. Do you know what I mean? So, like, showing your best artwork to your company means that you're dedicated to work for them, grab the attention of the employer, and win against other women who are competing against you. It is a tough world for women out there, and you just gotta stand out.
I do agree with you. I also think, though, as somebody that doesn't wear a lot of makeup, that for certain women... we don't necessarily want to put loads of makeup on. And if I had to wear makeup to an interview, I'd probably feel a little bit down about it just because my personal preference isn't. If it fit in with what the job entailed, then definitely, like, do what you need to do, girls. But if you don't want to wear it, you don't have to wear it.
I kind of agree there, yeah, but like for me, in past interviews I've been to, they mostly have been fashion or styling related, so I've wanted to look my best and show off who I am, so I have worn makeup. But I've also worked in a bakery where, for my interview, I didn't really wear as much makeup because I felt like, due to the job itself, I wasn't going to be wearing any anyway, or even have my hair down. But then when I was going into the job, I felt a little self-conscious because I knew that my team and my local customers, because it was in my local area, so people who knew me, knew me for wearing makeup. So I felt like a little bit stressed because they were going to see me every single day without makeup, which is what I was most worried about. And what made it worse as well is because, like I said, it was my local bakery. So like people from my school and stuff were turning up because I was in like school at the time. So I always used to like run to the back when they'd come in just so I didn't have to save them. But yeah, I feel like everyone should just do what they want to do, really. If they want to wear makeup, then go for it. If they don't, then don't bother.
Say if you were going to a job and I was your future employer and I said that I wasn't going to give you a job if you weren't to wear makeup, like, how would that make you feel, and do you think that's fair?
For me personally, that would be 50-50. 50% that I would agree with you and 50 not. Because like Amelia said, girls should do whatever they want because makeup also doesn't define your skills within the industry or whatever you're working with. But also I agree that they should wear makeup purely because what if your job is to present yourself to future, you know, companies that will work with you or like collaborations or partnerships, and they're going to see someone who looks haggard, looks really stressed, bags under their eyes, and they're going to think, wow, we're not working with the right company. Should we not sell our shares to them? So it is unfair, but then it is also fair for me.
I think if it fit in with what the job entailed, 100%, like if they said you have to, you've kind of got to go with what they're giving you if you really want that job. But I think if it didn't actually make a difference to your work life, I personally wouldn't. If somebody said they had to, it'd probably offend me, actually, because I'd feel like a bloke would never be asked to present himself in that way, and that he'd have to come in with a fresh haircut or that sort of thing. So I'd probably go against, but that's just me being a little bit radical.
I think that if a job interview was arranged via a phone call or like an email, then the person doesn't know what you look like. They won't know what you look like unless you've put a picture on your CV. So if they are happy enough with what you're up to, then if they see you in real life, then why should it matter if you're wearing makeup or not? But then, like, if somebody said that to me, I would feel a little bit offended purely because, I don't want to wear makeup all the time, if that makes sense.
Do you think it's, like, the society's pressure, so women have to wear makeup to everywhere?
Definitely. Yeah, it's like a standard for women. There's definitely a lot of pressure on women to look a certain way when people don't realise that no one's the same, everyone's different. So if a woman doesn't want to wear makeup because they feel confident in wearing makeup without makeup, then let them be. It's none of your business, like you said.
Yeah, I think it's everybody's personal preference. It's sort of like certain jobs entail women wearing certain things, which I don't think it is reversed. So I'm just all for equality, really. Like, I feel like if a woman has to wear makeup every single day, then a man should have to get his hair cut, you know, and look just as sharp.
Groom themselves.
Yeah, yeah, groomed. Like, why do women have to constantly be groomed head to toe when a man could turn up in, like, a baggy shirt and, like, not even wear a tie?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense why we have to be the ones always on top all the time.
Yeah, definitely agree.
And that is our 15-second countdown. Thank you guys for that. It's really interesting opinions. Makeup is a huge part of my life. However, if I went to an interview and someone was like, well, you kind of lost your opportunity because you weren't wearing makeup, I'd just be like, fuck that, you're not for me anyway then, to be fair. Like, yeah, if you can't take me for what I am and what I bring to the table, then you definitely shouldn't be judging me off my looks.
Yeah.
But thank you. We are coming to the end of the podcast, but don't get too sad because it's time for my favourite part of the show, my hottest track of the week.
And this week's track is called Identity. It's Prit's latest single, and thank you guys so much for being here. Show her some love, show me some love, you know the deal, but see you guys soon.
But just one quick reminder, stay cute, stay paying. And if anyone challenges you, you challenge them back. But last but not least, I've got one question to ask my guests. Can you handle the heat?
If not, sorry.
Bye, guys. Thanks for being on here.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
You're only getting older, age is just a number, scary what they tell ya, just cause you're a woman. You focus on my come up, then you wait for me to fuck up, blame it on my mama cause she gave me too much freedom. Your son is out here wildin', your brother's acting childish, your cousin says he's grinding, but we all know that he's lying. Why don't you mind your business, who cares who I'm lipsing? My impulsiveness is sexy, I know you're trying to vex me, yeah. I can be modest and cute, but not when it suits you. You look and do one too. My life is my choice too. Gave you the right to judge when you've been holding to the same grudge. You won't budge, you won't trust no one but the truth. The same rules don't apply to you. I got nothing else to lose. Don't believe in no shame. My eyes on the game, they're calling my name. I ain't what I claim. Oh. I don't look pretty yet with him. I don't need to bleach my skin. Soaking in the melanin. I'm desirable within myself. See, I'm laughing way too loud and I need to find a husband. No one wants a girl who's had multiple ex-boyfriends. See, girls, we don't have feelings on dreams or aspirations. We try our best to open up on multiple occasions. What if I really love him and I really wanna cuff him? Would you be supportive or worry about his race? And why don't you mind your business? My life, my own decisions. My impulsiveness is sexy. I know you're trying to vex me, yeah. I can be modest and cute, but not when it suits you. You lot can do one too. My life is my choice too. Gave you the right to judge when you've been holding to the same grudge. You won't budge, you won't trust no one with the truth. The same rules don't apply to you. I got nothing else to lose. Don't believe in no shame. My eyes on the game, they're calling my name. I am what I claim. Oh. Don't believe in no shame. My eyes on the game, they're calling my name. I am what I claim. Oh. I don't believe in no shame. My eyes on the game, they're calling my name. I am what I claim. Don't believe in no shame. My eyes on the game, the color of my name, and what I came.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service. The person you are calling is unable to take your call. Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, key hash then